Hello. Today the church celebrates Thursday of the third week of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus, and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's readings focus on the role of God's Word, baptism, and Eucharist in nurturing the followers of Jesus. In the first reading that we just heard, a pilgrim from Ethiopia who had just returned from a pilgrimage to the Jerusalem temple was moved by a passage in Isaiah and asked questions. This led to his baptism into the church by Philip. In the gospel passage, Jesus promised to give bread for the life of the world, which refers to the Eucharist. In most parishes, the usual sequence is baptism, followed by the introduction to Jesus through the Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul's letters, and Jewish scriptures. This leads to the receiving of Holy Communion. The connection between the Word and the Eucharist remains very strong for the baptized. During Mass, there is first the Liturgy of the Word, which nourishes our faith, and then the Liturgy of the Eucharist, which we come to out of our nourished faith. The bread of the Word prepares us for the bread of the Eucharist.